lots of folks to thank, isn't there? Thanks to the citizens of Wisconsin. Because of them, I'm blessed to travel the state as state superintendent, seeing outstanding students and educators and public librarians in action. I need not tell you this, it's self-evident. It's both an exciting time and a challenging time for public schools and public libraries. We're changing what children learn, how they're taught and tested, and how our educators and schools are evaluated. Our schools are investing in innovation and pursuing excellence at an unprecedented pace. And while the scope and pace of change can be sometimes overwhelming, we absolutely need to deliver on this work. For our kids and our future, it's the absolute right thing to do. But to succeed, we must stay the course and find common ground. Wisconsin has always had and embraced a shared value of public education. As you know, it's the great equalizer. But the battle lines that have been drawn in recent years have divided communities, turned educators into enemies, and drained resources from our public schools. Sometimes seemed as if the very idea of public education is being questioned in and of itself. Yet, over the past couple of years, we've found common ground with the governor and legislative leaders around preparing kids, all kids, to be college and career ready. Together, we've forged partnerships on reading, school report cards, educator effectiveness, new state tests, including the ACT, early childhood investments, and more. All of these efforts are grounded in our shared belief that higher standards and higher expectations for all kids are necessary to prepare them for the world that they will enter after they walk out the schoolhouse door. Wisconsin's Common Core state standards are world-class and set a much higher bar for all kids to reach. We cannot go back to the time when our standards were a mile wide and an inch deep, leaving too many kids ill-prepared for the demands of college and career. We cannot pull the rug out from underneath thousands of kids and parents and educators who spent the last 3 years working to reach these new higher expectations that we have set for them. To do so would have deep and far-reaching consequences for our kids and for our state. We must put our kids above our politics, and we owe it to them to stay the course. Or here's my belief. Our persistent pursuit of high standards and innovation and excellence will eventually overshadow the present mind-numbing political rhetoric. Our kids deserve that from us. Our local public schools and libraries are sources of pride in our villages and our towns and our cities across Wisconsin. We are the national leaders in graduation rates and ACT scores, and we lead the Midwest in advanced placement course results. This is Wisconsin. However, we face serious work as a state. Graduation gaps are unacceptable when Hispanic and American Indian students drop out at the rate of 1 in 4, and our African-American kids drop out at the rate of 1 in 3. It's unacceptable when wide gaps still persist for students with disabilities, English learners, and students in poverty. Unfortunately, this also is Wisconsin. As an educator, I've been answering the school bell for 37 years now, and I'm well aware of the challenges we face. Yet, as I've said 4 years previously, I am a glass half full person. I believe in the people power we have in our public schools, in our public libraries, our students, our educators, our taxpayers, administrators, parents, volunteers, and local citizens. For the future of all Wisconsin kids and for the future of our state, I still believe that Wisconsinites remain committed to ensuring that every child, no matter where they live, no matter how much money their folks make, can graduate from high school prepared for the next step, whether that's military or college or career. And that's why we launched Agenda 2017. That's why we've launched Agenda 2017, a comprehensive agenda that sets aggressive but achievable goals and lays out a plan to achieve it. As part of Agenda 2017, we have increased graduation rates to nation-leading levels and set rigorous standards. We've modernized testing, improved reading instruction, and reformed accountability systems for educators and schools. And speaking of accountability systems for schools, voucher schools, you get taxpayers' money, you must be part of the new accountability systems. No more excuses, let's get this deal done. During my second term, we'll tackle personalized learning, expand access to career and technical education and dual enrollment opportunities, create academic and career plans for all students, and reform school finance. To help keep kids on a path to graduation, we just delivered, with no new funding, a new statewide dropout early warning system called DEWS to all districts. DEWS makes it possible to identify kids who may be at risk and allow districts to intervene as early as middle school. Through advancements in technology, we're entering the promised land of personalized learning. My budget asked for, and the governor and the legislature funded, resources so that all Wisconsin's children can benefit from online and blended learning, and every Wisconsin teacher, parent, or policymaker can monitor progress at the click of a button. We're also the top performing state in the nation that belongs to the National Innovation Lab Network, an exciting effort to transform education through innovations in teaching, learning, and technology. This work customizes learning so that every child can reach his or her potential. Presently, we have 26 school districts and almost 60 schools and more than 300 teachers and over 4,500 students actively involved with personalizing learning through the ILN. Also, and importantly, we're working with business and education leaders across the state to create personalized academic and career plans for every student, reinvigorate career and technical education, and expand upon our many successful dual enrollment programs. Just this week, Governor Walker and legislative leaders introduced my proposal to provide high schools with incentive funds to expand industry certifications in high-need areas, a critical investment that will give more Wisconsin kids opportunity to graduate high school ready for a family-supporting career. Here's my goal. Here's our goal. Every Wisconsin child graduating from high school with college credits or an industry certification already in their pocket. As any savvy business leader knows, in order to be pro-business, you have to be pro-education. Now, as everybody in this room knows, this is vital work, it's hard work, it's going to take commitment and leadership at all levels and the resources to get it done. Yet as I go around the state talking about our Agenda 2017, I hear story after story about schools that are struggling to keep afloat financially. That's why I'm developed and I'm still advocating for my school finance plan, our fair funding for our future. We've all heard the claims that the past cuts did no harm and maybe even helped. I tell you, I don't believe that's the case. Recently released data shows that spending per student in Wisconsin has dropped by over 15% since 2008 when adjusted for inflation. That's the seventh steepest drop in the nation and in dollar amounts. Those cuts put Wisconsin second only to Alabama. This report says the decline continues this year. Folks, we can't expect that the current broken system of school finance is going to fix itself. Not going to happen. Now is the time to gather public support and the political will to stay the course on our fundamental reforms, including the Common Core state standards, fix our broken school funding system, and expand opportunities for all Wisconsin kids. I'm here to tell you that despite these challenges, I know firsthand that Wisconsin is a state that embraces innovation and excellence, from charter schools to flipped classrooms to hybrid learning, customized and personalized for every child. Wisconsin is a leader. Our 424 school districts take a back seat to no one when it comes to innovation. I'd like to take a few moments to share with you some stories that embody what our innovative public schools and public libraries are all about. Several months ago, I had a chance to visit schools in the Menominee Falls School District, which recently established a full-scale partnership with the Carnegie Foundation, not too shabby. I visited a kindergarten classroom at Riverside Elementary School. It wasn't a high-tech classroom. There was one teacher and 20-plus kids. It looked like many kindergarten classrooms I've seen across the state. There was a difference. Each student, and these are kindergarten students, mind you, could tell you where they stood on their annual reading and math goals. Each and every student could tell you exactly what they needed to do to reach the next level and how they were going to do it. Their progress was mapped out on every single wall in this classroom. These kindergartners owned their learning, and it was truly amazing. And Menominee Falls totally embraces the Common Core state standards, and those standards directly related to what I saw in that classroom. Now, everybody knows that student engagement is at the core of great learning. Innovations must have engagement, and a visit to Oliva Strum confirmed this. They have a great tech ed program focusing on metal fabrication. The students do piecework for various private fabricators across Northwest Wisconsin who don't have the time to do the single piecework that that these kids were going to do for them. Classes run like a business called Cardinal Industries. They even had a manager of that business, a young woman who was a business ed student. These students did everything from soliciting orders, doing the piecework, which was really sophisticated piecework, and ship the order to the customer and did customer service with follow-up. Underclassmen were tutored by seniors under the watchful eye of an extremely talented Wisconsin teacher. These students received high school credit along with technical college credit. And at the end of the year, they did profit sharing and they walked out of school that year, $1,200 per pupil. This innovation has been nationally recognized through the Modern Machine Shop magazine. And our public libraries are also innovating. Recently, I visited Abbotsford Public Library, a rural library located in Clark County. There, I met an energetic librarian who works with her community and school district to provide services specifically tailored to those families. In La Crosse, the public library provides job seekers a range of computer training programs, and the Milwaukee Public Library offers a drop-in search help in addition to offering skills training. Our public libraries are the anchors of their communities. We've all read about innovations in urban agriculture. Our largest urban center, Milwaukee, has always been known as a leader in urban agriculture, improving access to fresh food, building stronger communities, and creating jobs. So how did the Milwaukee Public Schools respond to this? Well, after a 30-year hiatus, urban agriculture returned to Milwaukee Vincent High School. The new ag program has a distinct 21st century look, merging science and technology. Students can sign up for classes in botany and biotechnology, biofuels, urban agriculture, urban gardening, horticulture, landscape design, greenhouse techniques, and aquaponics. And I was recently able to welcome Vincent's FFA team to the Wisconsin FFA convention. The Blue Coats have come to Milwaukee. Now, I'm a storyteller, and I could tell stories like that from each of the scores of schools that I visited as state superintendent. I encourage everyone in public education, whether you're parents or local citizens, we need to help tell the stories of these great schools. And I'd like to end this storytelling about innovation with a shout out for our dedicated, hardworking teachers and education support professionals. A recent survey told us that almost one-third of our teachers said they would, if they had to do it over, they wouldn't do it again. Think about that. Public education in Wisconsin cannot be strong without strong teachers. In this time of great change, we need our educators invested and involved. We must once again find a way to value, honor, invest in all public service, especially teaching. Teachers chose this profession, like many gathered here today, like I did, because of love of kids. We want to inspire a love of learning, and we want to change lives. Let's turn the corner on this. Let's get back to a time when teachers are valued and respected for the contributions they make, not only to our kids, but to the entire state. If we focus on invention, innovation, and excellence, I know we can do that. Let's make this happen. So, I'm still jazzed about the future. Always have been. I hope you are also. This school year and the next few to come will bring many important, exciting, and positive changes to Wisconsin schools. We've got so much to be proud of, but we have a lot left to do. As your state superintendent, I will continue to drive our agenda forward and advocate for our kids, for all of Wisconsin's children. Join me in standing up for our kids, our public schools, libraries, and all the parents and educators, librarians, staff, board members, and leaders who work daily to prepare a more prosperous future for Wisconsin. Thanks for being here today, and God bless all our kids on Wisconsin. Thank you. Thank you so much.